Some things are hurrying into existence, and others are hurrying out of it. And of that which is coming into existence, part is already extinguished. Motions and changes are continually renewing the world, just as the uninterrupted course of time is always renewing the infinite duration of ages. In this flowing stream, then, on which there is no abiding, what is there of the things which hurry by, on which a man would set a high price? It would be just as if a man should fall in love with one of the sparrows which fly by, but it has already passed out of sight. Something of this kind is the very life of every man, like the exhalation of vapour from the blood and the respiration of the air. For such as it is to have once drawn in the air and to have given it back, which we do every moment, just the same is it with the whole power of breathing, which you received at your birth but yesterday or the day before, and which you must give back to the element from which you first drew it. Neither transpiration, as in plants, nor respiration, as in domesticated animals and wild beasts, is a thing to be valued, nor is the receiving of sense impressions, nor being pulled about by desires as puppets by strings, nor assembling in herds, nor being nourished by food, which is no more to be valued than the act of eliminating the useless part of our food. What, then, is to be valued? To be received with clapping of hands? No. Neither must we value the clapping of tongues, for the praise which comes from the public is just that, a clapping of tongues. Suppose, then, that you have given up this worthless thing called fame. What remains that is of value? It is, in my opinion, to move or to restrain yourself in conformity with your own constitution, to which end all employments and arts lead. For every art aims at this, that the thing which has been made should be adapted to the work for which it has been made. And both the vine planter who looks after the vine, and the horse breaker, and he who trains the dog, seek this end. And then what is the aim to which the education and the teaching of youth aspires? So if this sense of true value is well established, you will not seek anything else. Will you not then cease valuing a mass of other things as well? The alternative is not to be free, nor sufficient in your own happiness, nor dispassionate. You will needs be envious, jealous, and suspicious of those who can take away those things, and plot against those who have that which you value. Of necessity, a man must be altogether in a state of perturbation who wants any of these things, besides which he must often find fault with the gods. But to reverence and honour your own mind will make you content with yourself, and in harmony with society, and in agreement with the gods, that is, praising all that they give and have ordered. Above, below, all around are the movements of the elements. But the motion of virtue is in none of these. It is something more divine, and advancing by a way hardly observed, it goes happily on its road. How strangely men act! They will not praise their contemporaries and neighbours, but to be themselves praised by posterity, by those whom they have never seen or ever will see, this they set much value on. But this is very much the same as if you were to be grieved because those who have lived before you fail to praise you. If a thing is difficult for you to accomplish, do not assume that it must be impossible for anyone at all. But bear in mind that if a thing is humanly achievable and conformable to his nature, that this can be attained by yourself as well. In a bout at the gymnasium, suppose that a man has caught you with his nails, or by a clash of heads has inflicted a wound. Well, we neither show signs of vexation, nor are we offended, nor do we suspect him afterwards as a treacherous fellow. And yet we are on our guard against him, not as an enemy, nor yet with suspicion, but we quietly get out of his way. Something like this let your behaviour be in all the other parts of life. Let us overlook many things in those who are like antagonists in the gymnasium. for it is in our power, as I said, to get out of the way, and to have no suspicion nor hatred. If any man is able to convince me and show me that I do not think or act right, I will gladly change, for I seek the truth by which no man was ever injured. The injury is in abiding in one's error and ignorance. I do my duty. Other things trouble me not, for they are either things without life or things without reason, or things that have taken the wrong way and know not the right way. As to animals which have no reason, since you have reason and they have none, make use of them, and in general all things and objects, with a generous and liberal spirit. Towards human beings, as they do have reason, behave in a social spirit, and on all occasions call on the gods, and do not perplex yourself about the length of time that you shall have for this, for even 3 hours so spent are sufficient. Alexander the Macedonian and his groom were brought by death to the same state, for either they were received among the same seminal principles of the universe, or they were alike dispersed into atoms. Consider how many things in the same indivisible moment of time take place in each of us, things which concern the body and things which concern the soul. And so you will not wonder if many more things, or rather all things that come into existence, exist at the same time in that which is the one and all, which we call the cosmos.